Welcome to another AAT podcast, where today I want to tell you about salary sacrifice, something that has grown in popularity in the last decade. Salary sacrifice schemes have recently come under HMRC's spotlight because of perceived abuse of tax reliefs and Class 1 National Insurance contribution savings, and the concern at the loss of revenue to the Exchequer. HMRC has therefore restricted or withdrawn tax relief for some previously exempt benefits in kind, where they have been provided by an employer in conjunction with a salary sacrifice scheme or a flexible benefit scheme. This leads some commentators to question the value of salary sacrifice schemes and is leading to uncertainty about their continuation. But personally, I see them as a useful tool for employers, and future governments should not kill them off. Salary sacrifice is a contractual arrangement whereby an employee gives up the right to receive part of their cash remuneration, usually in return for their employer's agreement to provide some form of non-cash benefit. It has become popular in recent years, in part because of advances in information technology that have assisted the introduction of flexible benefit schemes, and also because of tax relief and/or Class 1 or Class 1A National Insurance contribution savings on benefits in kind, such as childcare, pensions, cycle-to-work schemes, bus passes, car parking at or near the place of work, and free or subsidised meals. It can also be used to provide a benefit that does not attract tax relief, but takes advantage of the employer's ability to buy in bulk, although there then may be PLMD reporting implications for the benefits provided by the employer. Another example of the use of salary sacrifice within a flexible benefits arrangement, where there are no tax relief implications, is the purchase of additional holidays, perhaps up to 5 days per annum, in return for a reduced salary.